Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Representative Andrade and others, House Bill 593, a bill to be entitled and actually into governmental agencies and personnel.
Members, let's bring the conversations down, please. And Representative Andrade, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Members, House Bill 593 contains several provisions related to fundraising while in public office, regulations on the residency of senior executive officers of state agencies, similar language that you heard last session. And then it contains one new provision that states that a state agency cannot condition settlement with the state when funds are offered to the state, cannot condition the funds offered on payment to a third party as a condition of settlement, and would codify that as an official definitive crime against the state. It also requires notice be provided to the legislature anytime one of these settlements.
Wait, so you're saying the bill would make it a crime to settle a payment to the state by conditioning that payment on a side gift of, say, I don't know, $10 million to a separate agency that would then use that money to engage in political lobbying and electioneering? That would be a crime? And also you'd have to announce the payments and the deals so that people actually know what's going on with the people's money? Well, that doesn't seem like a bill that's in response to anything that actually happened in the real world, is it?
Andrade, is this bill related to what happened with the Hope Florida scandal?
Yes, I filed this bill out of a couple of concerns. One, while you want to assume everyone is acting in good faith and wants to, you know, enfranchise transparency, right now we have public officials who don't feel obligated to act transparently. And don't have any concerns about shaving funds owed to the state off the top and then diverting them to their own intended uses. That is a concern if we don't know what statewide settlements are happening on a day-to-day basis. I feel like that's a significant vulnerability if you have individuals in positions like that. I think that this legislation is absolutely necessary. If it is not passed in both chambers this year, my hope is that it comes back next year because it's a concern.
So if money is owed to the state and it gets sent somewhere else, then, or even if it just gets sent to the state either way, there should be a notice about this. And if you do try to send it somewhere else, that should be a crime. I mean, it's embezzling, right? It's a version of it, you know? So no, this wouldn't actually create a crime after the fact for what happened with James Uthmeyer and the Hope Florida Foundation and the Centene money. That would be an ex post facto law. You cannot pass a law after the fact to make a thing illegal. It may already have been illegal. The grand jury is still yet to, you know, issue any charges. We'll see. But this would definitely have made it illegal if they did it again in the future. If they tried to not disclose a payment to the state and if they then tried to shuffle it sideways for the benefit of a PAC that the now attorney general and former chief of staff or Governor DeSantis was running. Remember, this is the whole thing where there's nothing wrong here, nothing to see here, no big deal here. On the other hand, do keep in mind that this bill, I guess I'll ruin the ending, this bill is going to pass the House unanimously, 116-0. So the sentiment of the House anyway is, oh, yeah, even if that wasn't a crime at the time, it is absolutely something that should be criminal. So this is a very public rebuke to the Attorney General. Now, whether the Senate does their job remains to be seen. But anyway, there's a second part of the bill, the notice.
Andrade, could you speak to the 10-day requirement for the written notification and why you thought that'd be a good
Representative Andrade, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Yes, Leader Driscoll, related to that settlement with Centene, the reason why it was initially such a concern was that we were the only state in the country that did not publish the fact that we entered into a statewide settlement with Centene. That is not common or normal. Normally, people in positions like this, when they hold private entities accountable, they brag about it. And because we were not informed of this settlement, we had no idea of the terms of this settlement. We had no idea for months that $10 million had been improperly diverted to James Uthmeyer's PAC.
Yeah, that's correct. So this does two things. It would make the transfer illegal, the conditioning of the side deal illegal. It would also make it so you have to announce when payments come in, because we didn't even know this had happened. In fact, it came up as a after-the-fact kind of, oh, by the way, in an investigation long time after it actually occurred, you may recall. So how did the legislature handle the discussion around this? So we'll get back to that in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
This is getting good. All right. No accidents to report to you or delays. Everything is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. You know, if you're like me, and I assume a lot of you are, maybe you're not. It's okay. Maybe you love to go mattress shopping. Maybe you get up in the morning and think, man, what I want to do today is I want to go visit a bunch of mattress stores and be harassed by a bunch of salespeople and not know what I'm doing and feel uncomfortable and come home with something that I'm not sure I want in the first place. I mean, come on, that's the experience, right? It's joyful. No, you don't want that. Nobody wants that. That's why you don't do it. That's why you put it off, even though you wake up feeling crappy after you slept on a mattress that clearly you've had for too long. You put it off because it's an unpleasant experience, and you don't know. Nobody wants to do it. Okay, go to the Sleep Center. You know, they're the place that's been around for more than 30 years. I mean, 30, like December, it was 1995 they founded. Over in Eastgate, now they're on Creighton. Go there, talk to them. Or don't talk to them. I mean, tell them to buzz off and you just want to look around. No problem. They don't work on commission. They won't harass you. They'll leave you alone. They had their best year last year, so they keep selling. The locals all know this. You know, if you're not from here, you might not have heard of them much because, you know, they're a national brand. They're one of, right? Well, I mean, there's a couple other ones, you know, independently owned in the air, in the region. But they have the best selection, best service, best price. And they really try hard to not be the kind of place you don't want to go to. So, you know, for example, okay, the salespeople, this is kind of an odd little thing, but the salespeople learn the industry first by going to do deliveries. So they learn what people's old beds are like, what the new bed is like, how the bed functions as a size matter inside the space. And just to really understand the end result of what people's decisions will bring to them in terms of when they get a new bed. Because that helps them make sure they can get them the right thing on the front end. I mean, that's, you know, they have a 30-day better rest guarantee, 60 days, you can return it for store credit. That, you know, they have the amazing NASA space foam beds that are crazy, ridiculous, the Tempur-Pedic. So you can ask them all about that. More support, less support, individual bodies differ, obviously. So that's the point. Go get some help, go get some advice, and wake up feeling refreshed. The Sleep Center on the north side of Creighton, just east of Davis. All right, back to the conversation on the Florida House floor about this bill, HB 593, the James Uthmeyer bill. That, I mean, it's not titled that, but it is that. And it's around the $10 million side payment from Centene to the Hope Florida Foundation, then to the two PACs that he was overseeing when he was the chief of staff for the governor before he became the attorney general. So, yes, it is definitely about that. This is key for accountability. Arguing on this on behalf, Minority Leader Fentrese Driscoll. I think it's actually Fentress. I think it's how she says it. Sorry.
And Rep. Andrade, I want to thank you for this good bill, particularly the provisions requiring notification in writing. When I became aware of Hope Florida, I went back through my records because actually as minority leader, I'm entitled to receive notification of settlements with the state, but there was none. And there has been no accountability for that. I think it's very important for us to receive that type of information so that we know how to follow up and follow the breadcrumb trail and figure out what went wrong or what was hidden or what was done with the people's dollars. I mean, basically this was supposed to be dollars that came back to the taxpayers of Florida. It did not happen. Thank you for pushing for accountability. I look forward to voting up on this today and encourage everyone else to do so as well.
Okay, so the minority leader is on board, Robin Bartleman, another very loud liberal Democrat in the House.
I just want to thank you, Representative, for doing what's right. These are just things that good government should be doing, and the fact that you took it upon yourself to investigate, even though you're scrutinized, you stand up for what's right. And this is just on every level, it's the right thing to do to protect taxpayer dollars. And no matter what party you are, you should want these provisions in place. So thank you very much.
Yeah, at pretty great personal cost and retaliation from the governor and the attorney general, or his staff anyway. And I mean, even so, and sort of public commentary and bills that got vetoed and, you know, coming to Pensacola and, you know, yelling about them and then lying about them to pro-life groups from the Attorney General's office. Yvonne Hinson, another, again, outspoken. I mean, maybe loud's unfair to call Robin Bartleman, but, you know, outspoken, certainly. She's a frequent participant on the con side of most everything except this bill.
Representative, I want to thank you for your bravery and courage on stepping out and challenging this position that we find ourselves in. We have many such things. I don't know how often we're going to be able to agree on this, but I think we absolutely all agree that what you've done is the right thing, and I pray for you to move forward with great, great tenacity in making this happen. Thank you very much.
All right, so that's so far 100% Democrats. The senior Democrats on the House are saying this is a fantastic bill. So far, no Republicans have spoken on behalf of it, so you might, well, I mean, I already told you how they're going to vote, but, you know, we'll talk about that in a second. Anna Eskamani, one of my favorite Democrats in the House.
I just want to echo, as one of your last bills as a senior, this is such a great example of good government, and it's nonpartisan. We want to make sure that every member of an elected capacity is going to operate in a place of transparency, that people of Florida have access to information regarding settlements and other types of governmental duties.
Yeah, so she's on board. In fact, everybody, if anything, it was kind of disappointing that no Republicans stood up and said how they thought this was a good bill. But I'll tell you why none of them did. You say, well, why wouldn't they if they're going to vote for it? Because they're scared of the governor. Well, they've seen how he's treated Alex. They've seen what's been done after Alex, you know, raises this issue. And, you know, they're trying to avoid currying disfavor, which is an understandable political move, but it's also disappointing. Because if you're going to vote for it, I guarantee you voting for it's going to cost you. You might as well speak about it, but they didn't. Okay, so Alex, after getting all of this lavish praise from the Democrats.
Any further debate? Seeing no further debate, Representative Andrade, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Members, I don't know if I hit my head this morning, but I haven't had so many people in the back row say nice things about me before, so thank you.
It's true, by the way. They hate him most of the time. Really, vehemently disagree with Alex most of the time. All of a sudden, you do something to bring, you know, accountability to government when it's the Republicans who are doing the bad stuff, and now he's popular with them, and at least popular enough to vote for the thing with the Republicans.
But sincerely, understanding that the Senate hasn't taken up this policy, you do not know what is happening if no one feels obligated to tell you and is incentivized to hide it from you. So going forward, you need to understand that some folks just don't feel like telling you the wrong that they're doing. And we as the legislature have an obligation to direct and oversee the executive in these circumstances. And this is an important policy. Otherwise, you're going to have situations where money is taken that is owed to the state and diverted to improper purposes. So with that, I hope for your favorable support.
Yeah, and as he's noted a couple of times, the Senate has not taken up this bill, so unlikely, I'd have to say at this point, that they're going to do anything about it, which is unfortunate. But maybe the folks in the Senate are like, well, fingers crossed, nobody abuses the current loophole involved here until we have a new governor. And, maybe it's this attorney general gets elected, actually. But at least the governor will be different. And then we won't have to be worried about passing the James Uthmeyer bill maybe next year.
Some folks just don't feel like telling you the wrong that they're doing.
All.
Have all members voted? All members voted. The clerk will lock the machine and the members and announce the vote.
116 yeas, 0 nays, Madam Speaker.
So the bill passes. Read the next bill.
Unanimous. So there's no argument on the other side. There's no, oh, no, it's wrong for you to make sure the payments go back to the state. It's wrong for you to make sure that when settlements are navigated and created, that there's an announcement so people expect that the money is going to come that's supposed to come back to the state. There's literally no argument on the other side. The only thing you got on the other side is the behavior by the attorney general now and former chief of staff and all of the other players in the circle that made all of that happen. And again, them just pitching a holy hell fit over Alex, continually raising this question and, you know, the grand jury yet to be decided. But even to the point, as I mentioned earlier and yesterday, that they they staged a fake, or they tried to stage a fake protest against Alex by lying about him and what his committee was going to do on the last day it was meeting. And then the truth came out and they all looked like a bunch of idiots in the Attorney General's, or in the Attorney General's office. I mean, they can't even do a protest right without lying. So these are the people that you want to trust with power? I mean, I don't know. Not me. 624 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Add more road to your trip during the Subaru Lot to Love event with a new 2026 Subaru Crosstrek or Forester Hybrid. Our new hybrids will keep you going no matter where the road goes. With up to 597 miles per tank, the Crosstrek Hybrid easily takes you to more places. And the Forester Hybrid sports a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank. Mileage like that lets you journey farther, and combined with Subaru's capable standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, you'll be able to handle any unexpected terrain with ease. Paved roads, graveled roads, just about any road. They're no match for the new Subaru hybrids. Get your Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid or the Subaru Forester Hybrid during the Subaru Lot to Love event. Love goes the extra mile at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Driving ranges based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy and a full tank of fuel. Actual mileage and range may vary.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Christy and Darren Costello are the owners of Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wines, and Cheeses. On March 15th, 2020, at the start of the COVID pandemic, Christy Costello woke in the middle of the night by a vision she was given from God.
I felt I was being called to feed the children that were missing out on meals because the schools had been closed, Jesus told me.
And then it all began.
That next morning, I started our free lunch program, feeding every child a free sack lunch that came through our doors.
At first, there were a few. Then every day, more and more came.
The need in our community was huge. The demand kept growing. And I refused to turn away from feeding these children.
Fast forward.
I created a foundation in honor of my mother, Kimberly Tower. To date, we have provided over 500,000 free meals. We've made tangible strides, but our mission is calling for even more, and we really need your help. We need donations, we need volunteers, and most of all, we need your prayers.
To find out more on how you can help, visit the Kimberly Tower Foundation website at ktfforlove.org or drop by and meet Christy at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli on the corner of Lillian and Fairfield Drive.
You're busy. You just need to know what's happening.
What's happening?
Pensacola right now
with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Ugly mother...
Members in the East Gallery are the Argonauts, the University of West Florida. That's right, stand up. Y'all stand up, give them a round of applause. We have the president... My dear friend, Manny Diaz, representative. We even have Jair Williamson in the back trying to hide. Y'all, we all love Jair and Peaches. We love them both. Guys, give them a warm welcome. We have UWF here in the house today, 5 o'clock today in the courtyard. We're going to have a nice little party. We'll see you there. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Yeah, UWF days. Now, this was last week. The prior house session stuff I was playing for you was actually from yesterday, but this was from last week, of course. You recognize the voice of State Representative Michelle Salzman, District 1, who I think would embrace me describing her as loud. she's a dear friend, and she's loud and obnoxious in all the right ways. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning, gentlemen. Diplomats from the U.S. and Iran meeting in Geneva today to try to reach an agreement on Iran's nuclear program. President Trump has warned Iran of possible military action if a deal is not reached. Iran's foreign minister said in a social media post this week that a deal is within reach.
Okay, hey, I screwed this up real bad. John Pickens has traffic on the 8s.
That's right. No accidents to report to you or delays. Everything looks good so far. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 8.
The no traffic report is the traffic report we had to have?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
I have
back
to have it.
Back to David Wayne.
All right. The Jacksonville Jaguars and Washington Commanders face off in the UK for this upcoming NFL season. The league announced Wednesday the two teams will play each other in London at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in 2026. The NFL set to play 9 international games across 4 continents this year. And former First Lady and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will appear for a deposition today to answer questions about her ties to the late Jeffrey Epstein. The chair of the House Oversight Committee said former President Bill Clinton will be deposed tomorrow.
Wait, did you just say Hillary Clinton was formerly tied to Jeffrey Epstein?
Well, that's not my words.
Sorry, I gave you that visual. All right, David, thank you so much for the update. 6:30 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, this is an interesting note. Somebody texted in, it would seem now would be the perfect time for Republicans to speak out because they have the opportunity to demonstrate the collective efficacy of working toward a legislative good and the governor's office to look like the bully it has chosen to behave as in this instance. The more they would come out in force, the more we would have a unified Florida government that only highlighted how the governor would have chosen to behave differently, period. That would put a fine point on the action and would reinforce some degree of faith in legislators as individual purveyors of the public will. Yeah, I agree. And it'd be the kind of thing where you could literally campaign on it and say, you know, hey, we'll bring accountability to our side, too, when we're wrong. The danger of having a supermajority is that your side gets away with stuff they shouldn't get away with.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. The U.S. and Iran have begun another round of nuclear talks in Geneva.
If they try to rebuild the nuclear weapon, that causes problems for us. And in fact, we've seen evidence that they have tried to do exactly that.
Vice President J.D. Vance, the president, says he prefers to resolve the standoff through diplomacy, but
the Pentagon continues to bolster forces in the region. A squadron of fifth-generation F-22 Raptors arrived at an Israeli airbase for the first time yesterday.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, the Trump administration launching an investigation after Cuba's Coast Guard killed 4 people and wounded 6 others aboard a U.S.-registered boat.
Cuba's Interior Ministry said the 10 passengers were Cuban nationals living in the U.S., and some had a known history of criminal and violent activity, and they claim the group wanted to carry out an infiltration for terrorist purposes.
Fox's Stephanie Bennett, America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 63 degrees. Nice start to our day. Our full forecast is up in a few minutes with meteorologist Brooke Richardson. First, looking at today's headlines, a University of West Florida trustee has cleared a key hurdle in Tallahassee. Adam Kissel was recommended for confirmation Tuesday by the Senate, Appropriations Committee on Higher Education. Kissel had previously been rejected by the full Senate last spring, but was reappointed by the governor in June. 4 other UWF trustees and Pensacola State College appointees were also approved by the committee. Well, Pensacon's growing success is fueling more conversations about improvements to the Bay Center. The convention has been drawing bigger crowds for 13 years. Pensacon director and Director of Media and Guest Relations Julio Diaz says they'd like more room for their vendors. The festival regularly, he says, turns away vendors. In January, Escambia County commissioners discussed a $189 million renovation project. Diaz said expansion would allow them to have larger guests and more diverse vendors. Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger says the city is doing a study on the surrounding property. A joint meeting with the city and the county commission is planned next month. A large dock fire broke out overnight in Navarre. Crews from Midway and Holly Navarre Fire Districts responded to Tidewater Lane at about 2 o'clock this morning. The fire was burning about 300 feet offshore in the Sound. It was big enough. It destroyed a 26-foot boat secured to a lift. Firefighters had to work in the water at low tide to fight the flames. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. Well, Pensacola State College is bringing in a second law firm to help fight a federal lawsuit. WSRE-TV Foundation sued the college after the trustees voted to end the station's affiliation with PBS. The foundation says the college is trying to seize control of donations and violate their First Amendment rights. The college's legal response is due by the end of the month. WSRE has served the Gulf Coast since 1967. An Atmore man is facing several charges after a traffic stop in Pensacola. Deputies pulled over Otto McCants after his car failed to didn't stop before entering Highway 29. McCants gave deputies a false name and birthday to avoid arrest. Records check, though, revealed multiple active warrants, including one of the alleged battery of a pregnant woman in Century in 2022. He was booked into the Escambia jail and later released on $7,500 bond. Work could begin as soon as this summer on the American Creosote Works Superfund site in Pensacola. Mayor D.C. Reeves says he challenged federal EPA officials to prove they can cut red tape by cleaning up the Creosote Works Superfund site during a meeting with the EPA deputy secretary in Washington.
They asked for questions. I raised my hand and said, well, I've got the project for you. we have one that's been Superfund since 1982. So if you want to prove it, you can come prove it in Pensacola.
And Mayor Reeves says that comment led to three follow-up meetings, including one with about 12 federal officials. Work will begin over the summer, scraping yards outside of the fence line. 635 at News Radio 92.3. John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free to start off this morning, along with delay-free. Not seeing anything that's going to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Channel 3 forecast.
We will be dealing with about a 30% chance of some stray showers today. High near 74 degrees, partly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 64. For Friday, 70% chance of rain, high near 72 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 55. Looking at some sunshine on Saturday, high near 75 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 57. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 63 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Excuse me, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oil prices are sharply lower by more than 1% on higher U.S. stockpiles, and with U.S. and Iran nuclear talks in focus for today. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $64.34 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $69.92 per barrel. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang said markets have miscalculated the AI threat to software companies hours after the company issued an upbeat sales forecast on strong AI demand. Huang told CNBC, "I think the markets got it wrong," pushing back on fears that AI agents will replace human workers. Auto giant Stellantis posted its first ever annual loss as it implements a major strategic turnaround. The Jeep maker said the firm's full year results reflect the cost of overestimating the pace of the energy transition. Stellantis reiterated its forecast for this year, including a mid-single-digit percentage increase in net revenues. Futures are slightly lower. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials gained 307, the NASDAQ up 288. That's Your Money Now.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It all comes down to this, folks.
Yep, the entire season is on the line.
But my throat has officially thrown in the towel.
Sounds like you need Vicks VapoCool drops. They're max strength, hand vaporized sore throat pain.
Whoa! These VapoCool drops hit fast!
Speaking of fast, did you just see that play?
Yeah, he vaporized that ball.
That pun should have come with a penalty.
Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. VapoCool.
You know what keeps most people up at night?
It's not politics.
It's money. Dave Ramsey helps you take control of it, one decision at a time. Real callers, real situations, and straight talk about getting out of debt, building wealth, and finally telling your money where to go.
Where to go.
Instead of wondering where it went.
Where it went.
Dave Ramsey, weeknights 7 to 10 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was wreck me.
Moving on to the next item in the agenda, Commissioner Hoffberger, would you please give us an update on the special committee?
So it was a very interesting meeting. The first one went on for about 2 hours, and I felt like it was really productive. And then we had the second meeting, and we did have a member of the committee ask a few very specific questions for the county attorney. I do have her response. And then there was a request for him to revoke all the voting he had done prior to that.
Okay, I know this story has gotten zero attention. It's been sitting on my desk for a couple of days since I cut the audio, and this is definitely one of those like kind of inside baseball sort of stories, but I think you'll enjoy it, otherwise I wouldn't talk about it. Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger sits on the Tourism Development Commission. There is one member of the Board of County Commissioners who always sits on that, and it's, you know, typically going to be District 4 or District 2 because they both have, you know, it's Perdido, or well, it used to be, now District 1. Anyway, who's the beaches? Most of the tourism. So she sits on the TDC. Okay, so if you're keeping the chart in your head, on the board, that's level one. On the TDC, that's level two because TDC is appointed by the board. Okay? And then there is also a subcommittee of the TDC that has been put together to just make sure that all of the rules that the TDC has been implementing are really accomplishing their objective and, you know, getting input from the people who actually get the grants from the Tourism Development Commission so that, you know, the process works for them. It's kind of like if you have a board for building and they do a subcommittee where they're going to talk with the builders and everybody else and make sure that the rules that they're implementing are really useful. I think it makes sense. It's a smart thing. So Ashley is on that as well. So she's at level three. And if you're having trouble with this inception level relationship, that's what I'm trying to explain it to you. Okay. So she's on all of them going down to the lowest possible level, which is the subcommittee. And what she's announcing is that at the most recent subcommittee meeting, they had a member who wanted to quit the subcommittee and undo all of his prior votes on the subcommittee and, just, you know, actually raise the question whether the subcommittee itself is illegal. We'll get to that in a second. This is kind of, we're going to work backwards in history a little bit. So Ashley, again,
the person who was uncomfortable being on the committee said, you know, this is going to be my last meeting and, I'm going to meet with the county attorney and I do have concerns on the legalities and I'm going to vote no on everything for this meeting. And I'm going to ask that my prior votes be rescinded. And so at that point, we shut down the meeting as far as moving forward with ideas to present to this board, and then had a in-depth conversation on what those specific questions were for the county attorney.
Okay, so that's what they decided to do. Let's go back to that meeting, which had been previous, and Ashley Hoffberger introducing the subject of what they're doing at the subcommittee meeting.
Okay, so before we call the meeting to order, you can see some of our board members are missing. Mr. Banks has said after this meeting he is going to resign. Since we now know that information, do we proceed with this meeting or should we not?
So Cadillac Banks is the, he's the person. I don't know if you want to call him the trouble or the problem or the objector or whatever, but he's the one who's saying, wait a minute, I got to undo all my votes and I got to get off this subcommittee.
Okay, so are you comfortable participating in this meeting or?
I'm here. Yeah, because I want to hear. I mean, my vote's probably going to be a no. Like I said, I was told that we have a conflict of interest.
He was told that he has a conflict of interest. My votes are all going to be no today.
I was told by a county official that this is a conflict of interest because I received funds.
I have been told by a county official that this is a conflict of interest because I'm a recipient of TDC money for the Jazz Fest. And so he says, and that's been going on a long time, and I don't want to jeopardize my ability to get that money by being on a board that is then viewed as a conflict of interest later on if I voted for a policy that benefits me when the TDC hands me money. That looks bad.
ASA received funds. So it should be people on this committee that doesn't receive any funds.
And I'm not an attorney either, but since we are live, I would maybe recommend that you proceed with the meeting just so you're not inadvertently discussing anything.
Call the meeting to order.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do that.
And they hadn't even actually officially convened the meeting yet, so they're already engaged in discussion, which is a little bit weird. That's Casey Lagarde, the PIO for the county, explaining that they probably ought to actually start the meeting officially. So what's the hubbub over? I'll tell you in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still rolling accident-free and even delay-free. Seeing nothing that's going to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So Cadillac Banks?
My reason that need to be on the record why I am resigning from this board, okay, why I'm also rescinding my prior votes and my motion. So I think they need to be on the record.
So what's the reason?
The reason I'm resigning I've been informed that I have a conflict of interest, which kind of makes sense under the circumstances when you're receiving funds and then you're on a committee that's recommending changing the rules or the guidelines as to receiving funds. Yeah, a person receiving funds, I don't think should be on a subcommittee.
So he's worried that if he's on the subcommittee that helps frame the rules, that he then has to follow as an applicant and a recipient, that will be deemed a conflict of interest. And apparently somebody's told him that if you're on the committee, you cannot then be a recipient. And he definitely doesn't want to jeopardize the ability to receive the funds in the future. Remember, there was a kind of this weird incident this year where he went to the TDC and asked for a certain amount of money, and they offered to give him, they recommended to give him, I think it was half of what he was asking for, if I remember correctly. It was some reduction, but I think it was half. And then he went and, you know, kind of complained at the county commission meeting, and they wound up, I think, restoring all the money and giving him everything that he was asking for. So there's been kind of this little bit of disagreement between the TDC and the BCC as well, particularly around Cadillac Banks. There were some sort of implied allegations about which things get supported and which things don't get supported, and you can read between the lines on all of that. Ashley Hoffberger says...
So that was part of the discussion when we made the appointees, and I believe at the time it was Chairperson David Baer wanted specifically people who did receive grant monies, so we made sure to take that into consideration and not put parameters that were too stringent on people. So that was part of the conversation when we chose this committee.
Maybe I misheard that. I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, like the point of having the recipients on the subcommittee is so you can get their input and make sure you're not creating burdensome, onerous rules. This is actually a really good thing that the TDC is trying to do. And then Cadillac says, "Oh, I didn't know that was the reason they asked me to be on the." That's okay.
Question. I didn't hear that one.
Who told you, just so that...
That's confidential information, ma'am. I can't give up my source.
No. Well, you had already mentioned that it was someone on the commission.
I didn't say that. I say it was a county official.
A county official.
Yes.
As a particularly nebulous term.
There's nothing in Florida statute that requires a participant who's receiving TDC dollars to promote tourism to show the income tax. Because once you do that, then your tax is exposed to the public because it becomes public record. There's nothing under the statute, okay?
So one of his objections is having to produce taxes. He doesn't want to have to disclose that to get public money. The argument on the other side is, well, then how do we know that the things you're reporting to us are the same things you're reporting to the IRS? That's a way for us to verify it. He doesn't want his finances out in the open or a public record. And he's saying that that's not a requirement of the statute. So the TDC in requiring that is actually out of line with statute. I will tell you, if you have not followed the TDC much over the years, it's just been a lot of drama around the TDC. A lot of, you know, the TDC was the source of the fight over the Chappie James Monument, and still kind of is. I mean, that's still lingering. TDC squabbling between Pam Childers, the comptroller, and David Baer over, you know, rules, procedures, what is and is not an authorized allowed expense. I mean, you know, there's just, it's been a lot of drama. It's been reported on, but just if you're not familiar with it, and sorry, I sometimes forget to stop and explain this. The TDC is the group responsible for recommending how we spend the bed tax. When visitors come and stay in our hotels, they pay a bed tax. 5%, I believe it is, 5% of your hotel stay, they pay into this bed tax fund. It's, I mean, somewhere in the vicinity of, I want to say like $20 million a year. It's a lot. And then that gets spent on advertising, promotion, tourism related things. And this committee represents, or commission represents, or recommends those things to the board, which actually winds up voting on them. Anyway, back to the conversation about what to do once we've discovered that Cadillac Banks thinks he shouldn't be on this subcommittee. He doesn't want to be on this subcommittee. He does want to influence the policy of the subcommittee, but he doesn't want to be viewed as a beneficiary of the influence that he wants to wield.
I think that before we even do any, this is just my thought, is that because to your point is that if this is legally not legit, then we have no standing at all. So
right.
There's no point in continuing until we get advice from
counsel,
legal,
right,
to tell us what we can and can't do.
I'm
Does
with
that,
that
sound fair?
I'm with that. And therefore,
rescind right. anything. We're just
okay.
I will
withhold.
Also, I don't think you can rescind votes. I've never heard of it. It's like you're annulling a vote. I mean, you might be able to annul a vote if it were discovered that you were somehow ineligible for holding the position that you've been put in, but that would be more of a legal determination, and even that would be kind of weird. But yeah, you can't go back and change votes later on, because literally if you want to change a vote you cast a minute ago, you have to ask for permission from the council or the board or the commission in order to reopen the question. So the idea that you can just go back in time and cancel the votes, I mean, too late, son. That's unfortunately, that's how that works. So there are a couple of things they want to ask Allison Rogers, county attorney, about. They want to ask her whether he can be on the board and then also receive money, whether the tax thing is lawful, having to produce that, whether there is any conflict in serving and then receiving, and also whether the subcommittee itself is even legal, because he thinks that, the subcommittee itself isn't within statute, and because TDC doesn't have the authority to appoint a subcommittee, you know, they violated the rules of inception.
I don't want anyone to do anything they're uncomfortable with. I do wish if you would have felt this way, you would have done all of this before, because I know that we all have very valuable schedules.
I do, too. So do I, you know, so, but...
Yeah, I mean, fair criticism. Okay, so that was the subcommittee hearing. Now back to the regular TDC, if you're charting this at home. So, Jason, I don't know whether Jason Nixon and Brad Mullenix sound very similar to me, and they don't always identify the voices real well in these meetings, so I'm not sure which one it is, but anyway.
So is it Mr. Banks' intention to continue participating in the committee, or is he precluded now because he stands to benefit from recommendations that the committee might endorse to this council?
So it was my understanding, as long as it doesn't, I mean, how do I say this? As long as it is not a benefit unique to him,
sure,
or that's something that is carved out specific to him, I think we would be okay.
Yeah, if you create a rule that benefits a lot of people and one of them happens to be Cadillac Banks, that's fine. If you create a rule that benefits him uniquely, that's not fine. David Baer.
I'm not an attorney. I'm certainly not the county attorney. But I would think, so the committee is merely making a recommendation to this board for process and policy. And then this board still ultimately has to make that recommendation to the county commission, who has the authority to make that decision, not only on that process, but also the funding recommendations or funding appropriations. We only make recommendations. That committee is so far removed from the actual authority that I just don't see how there could ever be a conflict.
That too is how I saw it. It was a little bit unexpected what occurred in the last special committee. Well, I'm glad that question was vetted and it's behind us now, and the county attorney is supportive of the special committee and its mission.
So what Dave is saying is that, you know, Cadillac makes a recommendation to the subcommittee. The subcommittee votes and approves it. The subcommittee then recommends to the TDC a change of policy. The TDC, without Cadillac Banks on it, votes and approves it. The TDC recommends that policy to the Board of County Commissioners. Now Cadillac is two layers removed Okay, I mean, again, Ashley's on all of them. But then the Board of County Commissioners, you know, votes to approve the recommendation for the change of policy, and then it winds up in the end somehow or other benefiting Cadillac. I mean, yeah, there's no problem here. There's no issue. But never to be outdone with, you know, raising objections or saying no, they vote to extend the subcommittee itself. And who's going to vote no?
So I'd be happy to entertain a motion to...
I would love to make a motion to extend the length of the committee to bring back recommendations.
And do I have a second?
A second.
Any further discussion?
No further discussion. Let's vote.
Misty, would you please call the roll?
James Reeves.
Yes. Yes.
Ashley Hoffberger.
Yes.
Yes.
Charles Baer.
No. If there's ever going to be a no vote, it's going to be Charles Baer. Charles says no. I didn't hear him explain why. He's not shy to explain why. I just didn't hear him explain why if he did. But he doesn't want to have the subcommittee continuing. So just last little bit of humor in all this. 6:54 on News Radio 92.3. Come on, it's true. Look, Charles is a friend, but if there's ever going to be a no vote or a, you know, sour grapes kind of moment, it's always Charles, you know, 100% of the time. 437-1620. If you have a company, you have employees, you have to deal with benefits like health insurance, dental, vision, life, you know, the things that people need, people want. That's, you got to have it in order to attract talent and retain talent. You got to do it well, and you got to find a way not to break the bank in doing it. Torgerson Causey can help you with that. They've been helping us for about 5 years here at News Radio and Cat Country, and we've been using them, and they have been great. Now, they're not miracle workers. I don't want to set false expectations. The marketplace for health insurance is what it is. You know, dental vision, it is what it is. But they come with the best available, okay? And they do, and every year there's something a little bit, you know, it's kind of suckier every year because that's what the marketplace offers, but they do their best to find the best possible. And then if we have questions, and we always have questions, my wife is an industrial engineer by training and she's a homeschool mom. She has questions. So she asks and they have answers. And if they don't, they get back to us. But unlike customer service we've gotten from a lot of, you know, what you might call insurance people in the past, the treatment we get at Torgerson is just, I mean, it's fantastic. We love them. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now, but if you're on I-10 eastbound approaching the Highway 29 exit through that construction zone, expecting about a five-minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Selling a home is personal, and it can feel overwhelming before you even know where to start. A lot of homeowners are told that if they question the cost of selling, it means they are cutting corners or taking risk. That simply isn't true. Wanting clarity and fairness doesn't make you cheap, it makes you thoughtful. I'm Miriam Rogers with Poppy Properties. I offer a full-service listing for only 1%, saving you thousands. And my easy exit agreement means you're never locked into a relationship that isn't working. You still get professional marketing, photography, negotiation, and guidance from contract to closing. What you get less of is pressure. What you keep more of is your equity. This isn't about doing less. It's about doing what's right for you, your situation, and your future. If you're thinking about selling and want to start with information instead of obligation and learn more about my 1% listing model, visit my website at forsalebymiriam.com. That's forsalebymiriam.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Raise your glass as Wine on the Water, the Grand Tasting, returns to Wahoo Stadium on Saturday, March 7th. Enjoy fine wines, craft beers, and gourmet bites from Pensacola's top chefs, all set against the stunning backdrop of Pensacola Bay. Don't miss live entertainment and a croquet and rosé tournament, plus breathtaking sailing. Get your tickets now at givesacredheart.org. That's givesacredheart.org.
As the lead agency for our regional continuum of care,
Opening Doors of Northwest Florida helps coordinate funding, data, and community planning to strengthen our local response to homelessness. Waterfront Rescue Mission is a community partner. As a recipient of HUD funding, they use those dollars to help support emergency shelter operations and provide critical services to individuals in need. Together, they work to strengthen housing stability across our community. Sponsored by Tel Staffing and HR, empowering you to get back to business.
You ever wish someone would just ask the follow-up question?
Hugh Hewitt, weekdays 2 to 4 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
You're some piece of work.
I'm some piece of work.
You're also a natural character.
I've been telling her that. You know, I got natural character.
No, that's not what I said, kid. I said you are a natural character. You're an incredible flake.
Oh, man, somebody just sent me a picture of a V rainbow where the two rainbow bands are intersecting at the ground level.
Is that a double particle?
It's called it's a pot of plutonium. No, I looked it up, and there's a thing called split rainbows where you can have crossing, intersecting rainbows. Here, look at these pictures, John. This is crazy. Have you ever seen
anything
like that?
Oh, wow, no, never.
There's some pretty wild. Look it up. Split rainbows, pretty wild. So, hey, thank you. I appreciate that. You can always text us pictures at 437-1620. David Wayne, I've given you no time for a headline. Perfect. My fault. I'm so sorry. But he'll have local news coming up next after Fox.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 92.